brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. Unbelievably serious. That word pales in significance. Incredibly dire developments are unfolding. We're going to cover it in the next segment. Gerald Celente is coming up. We're going to your phone calls right now. Loaded phones with a former and current military to give their take on our source on the military base, known to us for a very long time. I'll just leave it at that. Senior. I don't want to give away too much. Having to take the risk and knowing to tell us that nuclear warheads were pretty much illegally transferred, from what I know, off the base sent to South Carolina from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. We've called the base multiple times. They freak out when we call. They won't respond. No one from the base has called us to deny this. That's another development there. We should do another report on that. We have videos of us calling the base online at InfoWars.com. Well, I'll recap this in the next segment. The point is, if you just joined us, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, we now learn is giving speeches saying that South Carolina must brace for a nuclear attack brought in by ship from Syria if we don't attack Syria. We may have caught him directly in a false flag. I don't know. But believe me, this is bizarre. I mean, him saying that it's not a question of if, but when they get nuked. In Charleston, of all places. I mean, how do you know all this, Graham? I mean, this is really suspicious. John, what's your take on this?
Well, like I said, Alex, they've gotten away with so much, they figure they're invincible. Nobody's paid for anything that's been done before. Nobody's went to prison or got hung over it or anything. And so they figured they could pull anything. And it could be a false flag. But it's hard saying. But another thing I want to talk about is the that with this upcoming war, it may be involved Russia and China, is that Russia and China has had a civil defense program for centuries. I mean, for their people, not just for the globalists, for the people. Now, where's our fallout shelters? Where's all of our chemical suits, gas masks? You know, they don't have nothing for anybody here. I mean, I got the stuff here. I know how to survive a nuclear attack, at least in the initial stages of it. I've been trained numerous times in the Army and the National Guard, both. The average person, they don't know what to do.
Well, I'm just sick of these establishment people on power trips endangering us. And if folks don't think they won't start a nuclear war, elites throughout history do suicidal stuff. In fact, that's the norm, not the exception. And everybody better be concerned. And I think people are concerned. You've got a 9% approval rating in Reuters for this. They're getting 500-4 phone calls in Congress. That's mainstream news reporting that. All these Congress people are saying they're turning against the war because their constituents are saying no. So people better care about their kids. Thank you for the call, John. Steve in Ohio, former military, worked in nuclear. What do you think about what we've said here? Because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you something, Alex. It does sound like, from what you described, it does sound like they are nukes that have been moved. The big question is did they also move the lower stages with a solid rocket propellant in it?
No, it was just the warheads, and now the person won't talk to us.
Okay, well, I can understand why. See, because when I was a missile team chief in the Minuteman II weapon system, I had anywhere from 4 to 7 different silos that I had to take care of, me and my team. And I can understand why he's not talking about it, because it's an under penalty of death thing, man. I mean, would you die to disclose that information?
No, I know. No, I understand this. Well, we were already told it went on, but then that was it, and then it just cut off. And again, I don't want to give out too much info so they can figure it out, but the point is that, the person knew how much danger they're in doing this. But, you know, you start caring about your kids, I'll tell you right now, when you see nukes going off the base. I don't even want to be reporting this. It's so dangerous. Stay there. I want to come back to you, Steve. Don't hang up. I want to let you talk a few minutes and give your take on this, okay?
Sure.
Okay, stay there. Then we're going to go to Don, Chris, and Ben after Steve. Then Gerald Celente is coming up. Some stations join us at the start of the next segment. I'll recap news. Go back to Steve. why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with a live Sunday broadcast. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every weeknight, Central Time. Find out the listings and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can find the free audio streams, free podcasts, iPhone app, Droid apps, everything at InfoWars.com on the listen page or InfoWars.com/show. We're now into the second hour, going back to your phone calls, and Gerald Celente is coming up. I want to be clear about something here, intellectually, but also in my gut. I know I am in the greatest danger I've ever been in. I'm not stupid. They killed at least six people that reported the illegal transfer of stealth high-tech cruise missiles in 2007. And I've got the entire Air Force investigation right here. It was a national news story. And when that first came out, people were saying it wasn't true for about a week. Then the witnesses all died, but then it came out that somebody was trying to steal nuclear weapons that, by the way, could fly like 4,000 miles. I mean, these things look like little stealth bombers, but they drop out of the bottom of B-52s. There it is, headquarters, U.S. Air Force. Unauthorized transfer of nuclear warheads, Major General Doug Rayburg, investigating officer. And there's the two different types of cruise missiles that were stolen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, no one knows who stole them. Everybody involved fell down and hit their heads. But it was ordered. And people on the base spoke out, and then they died. I didn't ask the people to give us this info, by the way, that gave us this info. And now I've got some report there's some kind of alert going on at the base, and then the commander said that it was just a joke. You cannot make this up. I'm going back to your calls. This is today. Abilene Air Base commander has zombie defense plan. So now they're putting out all sorts of weird stories about zombies. I'm not joking. This is KTXS Channel 12 News. By the way, they use that as a drill to practice mowing down citizens. They call those zombie defense drills now. People go, you're practicing to kill guys in John Deere hats. Literally, they always dress in overalls, John Deere hats. They wave signs. This is America. They practice killing them. We have video of it. Well, now they're doing that at the base. So I'm just going to shut up at this point because this is getting too bizarre. If you just joined us, Lindsey Graham said the day we said, we didn't even know this until yesterday, that Charleston, South Carolina, or New York Harbor are both nuke targets if we don't attack Syria, and then an attack could happen in the next 6 months, and that he has intel. And then we learn from our source that because the police and others that my source witnessed were like, well, what do you mean you got nukes and it's not signed for? Who are they? What's going on? Where is this going? They're like, hey, base commander, we're going to South Carolina and leave us, you know, none of your business, slam the door. I mean, that's the kind of stuff going on, folks. Because people know you're not supposed to have nuclear weapons drive down the road without authorization. It obviously came from Obama. But let's think about this fact. What is Obama doing in control of our nuclear weapons? This is an anti-family, anti-gun, New World Order guy that says you didn't build your business and he's got the nukes. Now, I'm going to shut up at that point because I want to get to all your calls before our guest comes on. Stephen, Ohio, said that he worked on Minutemen. I guess that'd be an intercontinental ballistic missile. I guess that came out right before the MX. I'm going from memory. Steve, you got the floor. Tell us what you think all this sounds like, because I don't know. Maybe it was just some drill and my source didn't understand it. Maybe it's something else. Well, maybe it's a coincidence Lindsey Graham saying this, because I don't want this to be true, even though my source is good and what he saw is true. It's kind of like when the police gave me the document a month ago, how they were told imminent terror attack. A day later, the Pentagon said that's a real alert, but it's not a real threat. So maybe this is something else. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, number one, let me put your mind at ease just a little bit, okay? The only way, it's not like that they can pop those things out of a nose cone and throw them up in the air and shoot them with a gun and have them go off. It doesn't work that way. There's several things that need to happen in order for those to go boom, okay? What those are, I'm not telling you. Number two,
but I mean, it's known. It's special keys that, you know, turn on the warhead itself. Special codes that have to be sent to it.
That's the launch. Okay, but when they're up in the air and, you know, and they're on their target, there's a series of circumstances that have to go on before the warhead can actually go boom.
Sure. I mean, okay? Isn't that an ultra low frequency transmission? Is one of the systems.
That's a different system. What you're talking about is this is not an exercise. They don't take those no cones and nukes and say, oh, wow, okay, we have an exercise today. Take all the nukes off of there, put them on a truck, and take them to South Carolina, which they would more than likely end up in Myrtle Beach. Because if he's talking about Charleston, Myrtle Beach is exactly where they need to be. I don't believe for one second that this, you know, Obama can't say move those. The Joint Chiefs of Staff has to say move those. If he would call me at my site and say move that weapon, I'd tell him to go where he has to go, because it ain't happening unless I can get orders from the Pentagon. And that's where those orders came from if they were moved. They came from the Pentagon. No place else.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why not put them on a plane and fly them there? I know they use trucks to transport nuclear weapons. That's come out in Congress. But, I mean, I was only given limited info. People were freaked out. It was done through intermediaries because of the danger, obviously.
Right.
And they just said it was all completely irregular.
Well, it is. It would be completely irregular, because you just don't do stuff like that. Okay, it's not an everyday occurrence.
Okay, then what is the point then? I'm sure Obama and the globalist or whoever can already get a hold of warheads if they want. I mean, why take them out of some secret mothball at the Air Force Global Strike Command or whatever?
Well, it could very well possibly be a false flag attack, Alex. I wouldn't rule that out for a second and a half. Okay, but I'm going to tell you this. You're worried about your kids. I'm definitely worried about mine. I got them all over the country. Okay, what I don't want to see is I don't want to see more kids go in there, get blowed up for an absolutely no reason, okay? And then, you know, you're telling these kids they're heroes. Yeah, under a false pretense. You know, I agree, but not this way. This is wrong.
Russia is lining up. Sir, God bless you. Make your final point. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, come on, Alex. This is... If I was to do this and take these, I would be a terrorist. If Graham says that, you know, Charleston, South Carolina is going to get hit by a nuke, everybody needs to ask him, how do you know? Everybody needs to ask him, okay, if it happens, we're coming for you. Because evidently you're the one behind it, because you told us.
Absolutely. How obvious is this? God bless you, sir. Now, I've got all these Air Force people. They can really talk. This is an Air Force base. Who do I go to? Do I go? They're all former Air Force nuclear. They're all lined up. Don in Indiana, you're up next. And Bill, Chris, and Ben, thank you for calling in, gentlemen. Don, what do you think? I don't understand all this stuff.
Well, I guarded nuclear weapons on two bases in the 70s. Works by Air Force Base in Michigan, Plattsburgh Air Force Base in upstate New York. And I can tell you this, nuclear weapons are very tightly controlled to the point where, in our case, if there was any deviation or any threat to those weapons at all, we were actually trained, and we would have done it to kill one another on the spot. So the fact that they were taken out of that base without any kind of suspicious circumstances, that kind of amazes me, because the redundancy and strictness of which they're controlled, you're not going to be able to just walk out of the security system.
Exactly. It had to be ordered from the top. It had to be ordered from the top. And remember, this happened in 2007. This has happened before.
Yeah. But even that, the violation, even if it is ordered from the top, I mean, there's going to be a confrontation immediately. It sounds like maybe there was. How they got out of that base. But see, they were convoyed out. I know the NRC runs a SWAT team, but convoys real covert. Where nukes are going down the road all the time, and you don't know about it, and you know, no one does. You're very fortunate to get the information that you got, and the man that gave that to you, his life is in danger for sure.
Well, I mean, all I was told is there was a circus, and now they've told the media, oh, there was a circus because we had a drill, basically.
Yeah, you know what I think. I'm assuming those are the big ones that you were talking about, the Burb weapons. And
I don't know. From what I was given, it was warheads.
Yeah. And they've been stored for like the 80s and on that base, right, on that depot.
They didn't know there was nukes there. That was the big freakout. It's like these nukes are being taken off the base. They're like, nukes? They're not supposed to be nukes here.
Yeah. Well, they can be detonated on the ground. They have those large ones, the ones I guarded, they have six safeties. The last one's a drogue chute that has to flow to the center of the weapon before it fully arms, just like that missile Tech was telling you. But they can, those safeties can be removed on the ground, including the drogue chute. I know that for sure because of an incident that we had on a Wurtsmith Air Force Base. I won't get into that, but they can be detonated on the ground. But my gut feeling is those weapons are being taken to some type of Air Force Base that can be picked up by B-52s or B-1 bombers, taken overseas and dropped on Russia
or...
Exactly, exactly. That's what we're hoping, that it's at least just for putting them on planes for contingency. But why wouldn't you just... Why would you make it all secret then? I mean, why would there not be paperwork? Again, it's... Oh, man.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John.
All right, Gerald Celente is with us for the balance of the hour. And I will, at 45 after, get back to Chris, Ben and Bill and Justin and Ken. We've got all these retired U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force folks that handle nuclear weapons calling in, because Believe me, folks, just like when I got that terror alert in Austin, we broke it first. Turned out they had put out a terror alert saying terror attack was imminent to fearmonger. It was real. We told you the Navy SEALs were saying that their families had been murdered, or their families were saying that they'd been murdered. And then now all that's come out from SEAL Team 6. I mean, we told you that within weeks of it happening. It came out years later. I mean, I have real sources. And I'll be honest with you, it's starting to really freak me out to have people calling me freaked out that are risking their lives to say, listen, here's the word. These nukes just rolled out. It was highly irregular. Warheads. This is where they said they're going. Special forces with them. I mean, this is really scary. And Gerald Celente has written a lot about how he thinks nuclear war could start in the last decade. And they're trying to have war with Russia. He said, you know, when they lose it, the bankers do, they launch war. That's what his last Trends Journal was about. And you've got all this craziness going on. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters in the world, trendsjournal.com. Gerald, what do you make of just Putin now saying he'll give military aid to Syria? It coming out, it's a false flag. 9% approval rating for the war. Seems like the best of time, worst of time. People are waking up, but the tyrants don't care. They're full steam ahead. What are you thinking about what's happening currently, and what do you predict?
Well, and it's not only Putin. Let's listen to Iran as well. Iran is promising revenge if there's an attack on Syria. And again, this isn't warmongering or a screaming wolf. This is coming out of their own mouths and being reported by the mainstream press, such as Reuters and AFP and others. So they're making it very clear that if either Israel or the United States attacks Syria, there's going to be high-level payback. You go, Alex, to the top trends for 2013. This Trends Journal right here. You go to the first story, and my top trend for 2013 was war. And we've been writing now for over 2 years about how they were setting up the Syrian conflict as the flashpoint for this war. And throughout our writing, we kept showing what they were saying, you know, that Syria was loading chemical weapons on planes and on, and how one thing was followed by another lie, and that there was absolutely no proof. But in the public's mind, they're getting the news that Syria is using gas or chemical weapons. So they're setting the public up, have been setting the public up, and all anyone has to do that has a half a mind or really cares, and now you could, of course, get it over the internet, is the Senate hearings where Kerry and Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, we're playing a replay of Colin Powell and Donald Rumsfeld, another cheap act of a Secretary of State and a Secretary of Defense selling the people on lies. And then, with anyone with a half a brain or that really cares, if you could listen to these senators, one after another, babbling on about what we have to do, there wasn't a man or woman among them. Rand Paul made some kind of an effort to stand up and say something, but he was knocked down really quickly, and he folded quickly. But when you listen to the stupidity coming out of Clown Corker, the guy from Tennessee's mouth, and here's something else, Alex, I am sick and tired of hearing, if only women were in charge, there'd be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. All you had to do was listen to Barbara Boxer. Boy, no wonder why Hollywood is going down. Because the senator from California over there, you want to see another bad Hollywood act. All you had to do was listen to her and listen to the phony script. It was bad as the rest of the movies. And then you had the other one over there from New Hampshire. Same bad act, all war.
Well, you got three women at the UN warmongering as well.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We're going to come back and break down where you think this is going. And then we're going to take a few calls for Gerald Celente, a very interesting gentleman that are holding, like Chris, Mike, Bill, Justin, and Ken, and I'll try to get to them for quick answers as well. Gerald Celente is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Well, I tell you, I'm in a real dilemma. I've got all these folks that transported nuclear weapons wanting to give us their take on the missing nukes out of Texas, and Graham saying South Carolina's bracing for attack. And I've got Gerald Celente on as one of my favorite guests. He's so informative to get his take on things. And he's got his new Trends Journal coming out with an incredible cover showing the TSA patrolling a train station that says it all. We're going to be breaking that down in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a new sponsor. The funny thing is, I saw one of our salesmen, Will Jones, with this like a month ago, and I said, that is so cool. I've never seen a clip like that on the back of a cell phone. I want one. And he said, yeah, no, they're a new sponsor. I'll get you one. He never did. I guess I need to go to flygrip.com, one word. Cell phones are powerful but require two hands to operate. FlyGrip provides you with natural feeling alternative for single hand use of cell phones with bonus kickstand. No more dropping. I'm not going to go over the whole deal, folks. Just flygrip.com. Check them out. Flygrip.com. Free shipping into the U.S. with promo code InfoWars. So that's a good deal with promo code InfoWarsFlyGrip.com. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com, our great storable food sponsor, high-quality storable foods. With all the craziness going on in the world, learn to have your own garden, have a water filter, but have that backup high-quality storable foods. They got free shipping running right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And hope you never have to use it. It's insurance you don't lose if you don't use it. You just eat it. Really tasty stuff. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. And guys, let's put up on the screen his new New Trends Journal so I can read, folks, the headline on that. It's the New Trends Journal, History Before It Happens. The surveillance state has arrived, and they're in the news today admitting that the NSA does break into your computer without warrants and has backdoors to everything. Oh, boy, Greenwald dropped a bombshell on us. Let's arrest Snowden. This is all old news, folks. The news is, though, they've been lying to us, and now the NRA finds out they're spying on gun owners. Who would have thought that? They're spying on everybody. Okay? And Gerald Celente, I want to get into where you see all this going. Putin calling Kerry a liar openly. Matt Drudge coming out and saying that the Republicans are a bunch of trash as well. I mean, that's a big shift right there. 500-4 phone calls to Congress being reported against the war. I see a mass awakening. Can you speak to that and where we are geopolitically and where we are psychologically worldwide and where you see things going, Gerald Celente?
What I'm most concerned about, Alex, is there's going to be something that they will use, either false flag or real, to unite the American people in an attack against our freedom and liberty. And they'll use some kind of something to get the people riled up. And here's the hypocrisy, by the way. Where are all of these liberals out there? You know, the Hollywood liberals, the liberals on the MSNBCs and the other stations, the broadcast and print media, and all of those others, that if Bush was pulling the stunt that Obama's pulling now, they would be screaming bloody murder. So here's the deal. When you have that group already sold and they don't have the courage or the respect to speak out and admit they've been conned by the commander-in-chief, he already has that group. Now he brings in the other group. If speaking about Obama, if there is something that is alleged to have been done, look how well they're still selling the propaganda. So if there's a false flag or some other kind of attack to rally the people, they'll do it like that. That's my fear. And as I've been writing for a decade now, and it's not my original thinking, it comes from Einstein, who said, I don't know how the Third World War will be fought, but I know the fourth will be fought with sticks and stones. When I mentioned about watching these hearings, you can see what a bunch of imbeciles that we have that we call our congressmen and senators. And if anybody doubts me for one moment, just go look at that clip by Nancy Pelosi talking about what her 5-year-old grandson had to say about whether or not, Mimi, should we go yes, should we go no against Syria? What do I care what a 5-year-old kid is
doing? Well, what about Alyssa Milano putting on a fake sex tape using sex to sell a war? I mean, I have had it with these authoritarian scumbags.
So what I'm saying is, when you see the level of stupidity coming from our psychopaths and sociopaths, they are going to take us to war in some fashion or another.
I agree with you.
Unless the people continue doing what they're doing, standing up and taking a stand and showing the fraud that this is. And by the way, you mentioned Snowden and Greenwald. And remember the IRS scandal. And how about, oh, Alex, why should we talk about those crappy unemployment numbers that came out that were way below expectations? They expected over 180,000 crappy jobs to be reported because, as a fact, 97% of all the jobs that were created in the last year are part-time work. They expected 180,000 and came in around 169,000. And then they revised downward those June and July.
And now there's 90,473,000 people out of the workforce, 10 million permanent jobs lost under Obama. I mean, we're in a depression.
And let's talk about Syria. You see what I'm saying? As I've been saying over and over, when all else is lost, they take you to war. So they have the people's minds off what matters most, and that's their livelihood and a future. So they're using this, and very effectively,
to change the subject.
Exactly. Now, look what's going on with interest rates. The fear, as interest rates go up, this is an interest rate recovery. They are setting in our minds now that the tapering is going to have to stop in a couple of weeks. Matter of fact, what's the vote coming up? September 9th? The Fed meets around the middle of the month. So if they decide to do something, Congress bends over and bows down to El Presidente, and they decide some kind of a military action, the Fed could get away with this tapering, because here's the other end of the deal. The only reason the emerging markets emerged at all is because all of the cheap money that the Fed has been pumping into the system. And again, you don't have to believe me. Pick up the Financial Times and read it for yourself.
Yeah, when they stop doing it, it's going to make the world economy go in the toilet.
Exactly. So it's already going into the toilet. Look what's happening to the Indian rupee. The rupee's down, it's at all-time lows. And now they're putting on restraints so the money doesn't keep flowing out of the country. They're doing the same thing in Brazil with the real as that's crashing. And then you tie in the other element of the big lies and the big psychopaths. That cat over there over in Turkey. Oh, you know, Erdogan. Yeah, the one that people were rebelling about just a couple of months ago and holding these mass demonstrations. Yeah, the Turkish lira is crashing. The economy, the stock market has lost a third from its high in May.
Put in layman terms for folks, historically when empires and countries start failing, the crooks will take you to war. Now we've got nuclear weapons. Let me ask you this question. When I watched Tuesday and Wednesday those hearings of the scum, especially in the Senate, and how arrogant and obviously narcissistic, and it's not fair to say feminine because that's mean to women. The men were a bunch of candy asses. I'm sorry to use that word. You could just see they weren't men. You wouldn't want to drink a beer with them. You wouldn't want to go hang out. We wouldn't want to go fishing with them. They just all look like repugnant, slimy, pervert creeps. I mean, we really are ruled by slop.
I agree. And but I just want to make that point with Turkey. Now this guy Erdogan, he's screaming for more war against Syria.
As a distraction.
And that's their neighbor. They have about a 900-mile border that they share. And so he's beating the war drums, and the Turkish are one of the biggest armies in NATO. So this is what I'm saying, and I agree, by the way, what you said. Any of those guys, we use that term loosely, at that Senate hearing, I wouldn't want to be around them if a fight broke out, man, and I needed some help. And did you see the way how Kerry folded so quickly when he asked the Joint Chief of Staff over there to come and defend him when Rand Paul was asking him a question, and the guy said, well, I have nothing to say. And under his breath, Kerry said words to the effect, well, you just threw me under the bus. That's what kind of cheap act this is. And I illustrate that so that the people listening could understand that we don't have a lot to fight against. If we stand up as individuals with courage,
exactly,
that they will fold like deck chairs.
They're setting up Homeland Security and all this intimidation because they're all a bunch of corrupt twerps who are so delusional they think it's manly to dominate the few final countries they don't control, they are absolutely the plague to our society. I want to jam in some quick calls and come back and get your ideas on how to turn this around. But just briefly looking at this then, if you've got 500 to 4 on average, you know, the calls into Congress, they're all reporting this. A different Congress, some say it's 500 to 4, 100 to 1, 249 to 2. But it's over 99% of the calls are against it. And they're still saying we've got to have war. And McCain goes on CNN and goes, well, I did get yelled at all the town halls, but I think they're starting to turn around and, you know, want to help the people. When the West started the war, and I want to play this Putin clip of him laughing and saying Kerry tells lies that everyone knows is lies. And then they're laughing at us almost in a freaked out way because it's creepy. They're not lying about something. I didn't have sex with that woman and you don't know if it's true or not for a while. This is lying naked like your kid's got both hands in the cookie jar and they're saying, I don't have my hands in the cookie jar. Here's Vladimir Putin. I want your take on this.
I've watched debates in Congress. A congressman asked Mr. Kerry, is there Al-Qaeda? People say they've gotten stronger. He says, no, I say officially, they aren't there. The main combat unit, the so-called Al-Nursa, is a unit of Al-Qaeda. They know about this. It was not pleasant for me to see this. Well, we communicate with them and assume that they are decent people. He lies openly, and he knows that he lies. This is sad.
Wow.
And then they start laughing, but almost in a freaked out way. And I look at the Russians and I talk to some high level media I know, as I know you know, they're actually genuinely freaked out. And our government media isn't. They think it's all fun to have nuclear war.
And again, what Putin said about Kerry lying about who our so-called allies are. Do you need any more proof than this? That was in yesterday's toilet paper of record of Al-Qaeda assassinating these guys that are kneeled down. Look at this brutality. Look at the Christian villages that they are attacking. And it's hardly making the news at all. So the Putin is 100% right. They're lying. And but the other part of the story, Alex, is also, again, what's going to happen if they go to war. And here's something from a Trends Journal. Top 10 Trends, 1998. As reported this past September, Russia has lost track of more than 100 suitcase-sized nuclear bombs, each capable of killing up to 100,000 people. And I go on to say about all the other weapons of mass destruction that had been on the black market. People forget this. When the former Soviet Union broke up. So what's going to happen here, by the way, I was brought down to VMI, Virginia Military Institute, in 2000 to speak about new millennium warfare and what it would look like. Actually, I had lunch with General Anthony Zinni, a fine gentleman, by the way, who was opposed to a lot of what's going on then and what's going on now. And what I told, and you know how they say the generals are always fighting the last war. So they brought me down to give them a trend's eye view of what new millennium warfare would look like. So now let's put this into perspective. If there's an attack against the United States, let's suppose a biological warfare breaks out in San Francisco. Let's say a dirty bomb goes off in Atlanta or a suitcase-sized nuke, even in Paris or London. Now, we'll put this into perspective. When they had the Boston Marathon bombing back in April, they closed down 100 square miles of Boston to hunt for a 19-year-old kid. Business stopped. Do you realize what this will do to the global economy if there is a retaliatory attack against the United States invasion or attack in Syria of a magnitude 9/11 or plus? This whole economy crashes. We have a, as anyone can see by watching that Senate hearing, we have incompetent people with no plans at all in place that are going to lead us to disaster. If they had to close down 100 square miles to hunt for a 19-year-old kid hiding in a boat, could you imagine what's going to happen if there's real warfare?
It's incredible. Let's jam in a call. Speaking of nukes, ex-military transferred weapons, Mike in Texas, then Chris and Bill and others. Going to Chris next. Mike, what's your take on the report I've got of missing nukes out of West Texas going to South Carolina?
Well, Mike, I currently work for the government that transports these weapons, and I believe I've never been to Dyess Air Force Base, so I believe that is kind of a hoax.
Well, no, sir, we said, point one, that there weren't supposed to be nukes there. These are nukes that came out of mothballs. I mean, you know there's a whole program of hidden nukes. You know they didn't really get rid of them in the START treaty, right?
Right, I understand that. But each of these weapons, they need to be upgraded. So even though they are retired, they still need to be maintained and make sure inspected, I should say.
Well, and I'm aware of that. So, and I hope everything's okay. But I mean, I have a real source that's, I don't want to say how high level, they're at the base, is pretty freaked out about this. So I said, was it a drill? Were they lying to them? Because I'm telling you, we got this report. Let me ask you this, Mike. How many times have we told you we have a report and then later it comes out as true? I mean, how many times have you heard that, say, in the last month?
A couple.
But, I mean, so I'm just telling you. I mean, this happened. It might have been some fake drill or something. In fact, I'm hoping that's the case. We'll be back with more calls and Gerald Celente.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
going to stay 20 minutes into the next hour with us ahead of Professor Francis Boyle joining us, who's worked on chemical and biological weapons treaties, to give us his breakdown on what's happening. He got the same PhD as Henry Kissinger of Brzezinski at Harvard, a special globalist programming unit. One person a year graduates out of it. And so he's been tapped to be an insider. He can give you the heavy scoops coming up. That's who we bring you here. We're going to keep Gerald 20 minutes the next hour so I can get to these calls now. He's been gracious to do that. TrendsJournal.com. Be sure and support him there. Plus getting his news alerts, the videos he does daily, getting the quarterly magazine. It's just absolutely indispensable. You think you know everything? Believe me, folks, I don't know everything. You learn a lot. TrendsJournal.com. And please support us and get our magazine at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to calls, Chris, oh, by the way, back to the last guy. I hope you're right, but I know this, I'm not going to give any details out. They can figure out who it is. They probably already have. This is a known person, okay, and senior, and they were freaked out saying they're not supposed to be nukes here. So this went on, okay, and then suddenly we were told it's going to South Carolina. Now Lindsey Graham is saying South Carolina is going to be bombed if you don't give up your rights. I mean, that's terrorism, whether it's true or not. Let's go to Chris in Texas, ex-Air Force, worked in nuclear. We got Gerald Celente with us to chime in. What is your take on what you heard?
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Yeah, I'm former U.S. Air Force security specialist. Prior to getting recruited into special operations in the U.S. Army. What I will say is the fact that the base commander or the base came out soon afterwards and said there was some sort of, you know, I guess you could say drill going on with zombies, to me definitely confirms that they're trying to cover up some sort of activity or event that did take place. What I will say, though, since I've been involved with nuclear weapons convoys, I'm very familiar with launch control facilities and the silos and all the security procedures. The people that will know where weapons are and would be in charge of protecting them would be the security specialists. They're the Blue Berets, the guys trained in Air Force Base Defense, and those are the guys that, if there was any transfer taking place, they would be the ones, in a sense, handing off any activities on the base to a contracting agency that would be loading up the weapons. And then
absolutely. And again, I don't want to say too much here. I mean, obviously the government knows all this or knows how to figure out. Yeah. But, well, all I'm told is that all went on and people were freaked out. And then they won't give any more details and I'm getting no more info. So that's why I've opened the phones up here.
Solution. I think a solution would be for everybody to start contacting Brigadier General Glenn Vanherk of the 7th Bomb Wing, the commander of the base, especially if it's media personnel, and the congressman of that area of Texas, and challenge them and say, what took place in your base? We've heard these reports, you know, confirm, deny it. What do you have to say? Get some of these higher-end base officials to have to make statements, either denying or backing up, so they're on record.
Sir, you're an absolute genius. Thank you for your call. Yes, we said that at the start of the show, but you're absolutely right. This has been out since Tuesday. We've called over and over again. My reporters are calling now again and videotaping it. They will not respond to us. They will not deny it. Gerald Celente, what does that sound like to you?
Well, it's what you were talking about also with Lindsey Graham as a follow-up on your other question. You know, what will they do? And my response was, they'll use something, false flag or real, to start getting the people really riled up and fearful again. I want to, you know, I was looking between the break, I was reading what I had written again. This is top trends for 1998. Wars on a global scale or wars between mismatched adversaries will no longer require big armies, navies, or air forces.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Finish up that quote. I know that quote well when we come back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.